The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
How should we apply the promises that were made to the nation of Israel in the Bible? And how do good works sometimes get either front-loaded or back-loaded into the eternal salvation message? We will think about these things today as we have a discussion with Catherine Wright and Ken Yates. They'll be along in just a minute after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. faithalone.org. You can find all of our resources there, and there are a great many of them. And we invite you to look us up and check them out. Don't mention it often, there's also a way to give to this ministry right there on that website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now, with today's discussion, here are Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
And we are going through Romans chapter 11, and we're dealing with what is God's plan for the nation of Israel as a whole, or does he have a plan? We've mentioned that probably the majority in Christendom through the years have concluded that God does not have a plan for the nation of Israel. The only plan that God has for any Jew would be if they believe in Jesus, they'll be a part of the church. And if they're not a part of the church, then the nation of Israel as a whole does not fit in with what God is going to do in the last days. And here in Romans chapter 11, Paul has said quite clearly that God has not cast off his people. That's in verse 1. But it doesn't answer the question, as we mentioned in our last episode, because some will say, well, no, he hasn't cast them off because today a Jew can believe. And as we go through these verses, Paul says that God has always had a remnant of Jews who believed. And he gave the example of an Elijah's day when Elijah was being hounded by Ahab and Jezebel, that God said that even then there was a remnant of 7,000 who did not bow their knee to Baal. But the question is, well, is Paul simply saying then that even in his day, God had a remnant, and those are the Jews who believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life? They're a part of the church, and that's what God means. And so as a whole, as the nation, this is what replacement theology people would say, God has done. But yeah, there's a remnant who will believe, but that's not the nation of Israel. God doesn't have a plan for the nation of Israel. Individual Jews can believe, and they are part of the remnant today. That's what we're dealing with here. In verse 5 of Romans 11, Paul says, even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. The two ways people are going to look at this, a replacement theology person, a person who says that God is done, are going to look at this and say, okay, there's a remnant, and that's just whoever believes. If you're a Jew and you believe, you're a part of the church, and that's it. And God's done with the nation of Israel. But someone like us, we're going to look at it completely different. What Paul is saying is, even when he wrote, there is a demonstration that God is not done with the nation of Israel. And proof of that is that even in this present age, there are Jews, a remnant of Jews, who are believing, who are coming to faith. And the election of grace here is not that God chooses who goes to heaven and who goes to hell, but God has chosen in this present age, in eternity past, he chose what we would call the church, that those who believe would be a part of the church. And that includes a remnant of Jewish people, even in the present age. The election of grace here is not what the Calvinist says, is that God has chosen individual Jews to go to heaven and individual Jews to go to hell. But he has chosen in eternity past that in this present age, those through whom he was going to work, which we know as the church, they would be a part of this church by grace.
And not by works, which is the next thing that Paul says.
Exactly.
But I just want to, it's a slight bunny trail, but there's just so much that the Lord promises the Israelites. If you don't take that literally, then basically everything just becomes spiritualized in these Old Testament books in particular, which Paul is just quoting over and over and over in this section.
Yeah, there's a lot of Old Testament biblical quotes here. These promises made to the nation of Israel.
I think the reason I wanted to just point that out is if it's just all spiritual, then the Bible just kind of becomes whatever you want it to mean in a way. And I know that's kind of a blunt way of saying it, but it just becomes very spongy is how I would describe it.
We can interpret it however we want to.
Yeah. Whereas no, the Lord made those promises to Israel and he's faithful to his word. If you don't take that view, then you're going to run into some serious issues when it comes to other promises of the Lord.
Yeah. And I think we could summarize what Paul is saying by this. God is not done with the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see he has a future for the whole nation.
Yeah.
But even now, there is a remnant mm-hmm. who believe, and that is an indication that he's not done with them
right.
as a whole.
Yeah.
And what is this election? It is by grace, and one of our favorite verses is verse 6. And if it is by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, works is no longer work.
Preach it.
Here it is. What a great verse yeah. this is. Mm-hmm. In the present time, those who are part of the church, it was God's election of grace.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that we do not get into the church through works of any kind. Mm-hmm. That was God's election. This was God's purpose. But the point of verse 6 is this, and a lot of free grace people have spoken on this, and it's absolutely true. And boy, is it a message that needs to be proclaimed. If it is by grace, it is no longer works. And then as soon as you add works, it's no longer grace.
You can't mix them. People do. They try to mix it, and you have to keep them apart.
And let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear people say, oh, yeah, 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 you're saved by grace, but if you don't have works, then you really weren't saved. That is a mixture of grace and works, and they're blind to it.
Right.
They cannot see it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they front-load it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they back-load it.
Yeah.
You know, like a person who will front-load it will say something like this. Well, you're saved by grace, of course, but if you got to be saved, you've got to give up smoking, premarital sex, drinking,
right.
or whatever. But you're still saved by grace, but you've got to give up these things in order to do it. Or someone who will say, before you can be saved from hell, you got to make Jesus Lord of your life.
Mm-hmm.
They're front-loading it.
Right.
Or they'll back-load it and they'll go, well, you're saved by grace, but now if you do this afterwards, fill in whatever sin you want. If you do this, if you commit adultery afterwards, well, then mm-hmm. you're going to go to hell.
It's that expression, you're saved by grace alone, but the faith that saves is never alone.
Is never alone.
Alone. And so that's an example of mixing of grace and works. What Paul is saying here, you cannot mix the two. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus for eternal life. And the second you either use works to gain eternal life or to prove eternal life.
Or to keep eternal
life. Or to keep any of those examples.
Then it is no longer grace.
Yeah.
And obviously, part of the context here for Paul is that the majority of the nation of Israel, when he wrote, they did not understand that. They did not believe that. Mm-hmm. The majority of the nation of Israel believed that entrance into the kingdom was going to be by works. And the election of grace was that the remnant of the Jewish people who were now believers, who were the ones who understood, who believed that it was all by grace. But the majority of the nation did not believe that. So Romans chapter 11, verse 6 is a great verse for free grace people. As hard as it is, when you introduce works, it is no longer grace. And it doesn't matter what you do. Mm-hmm. Baptism, lordship, salvation, Arminian theology, which says you can lose your salvation. Just very bluntly, a person who preaches that you can lose your salvation if you do not do works, then it's no longer by grace.
Mm-hmm. Now, we still have a problem, though,
mm-hmm.
because we see that there's the believing Jew, but what about the rest?
That's the issue, again, that we're seeing all along here is is God just dealing now with the Jews who understand that? Okay, I'm saved by grace, but the nation of Israel, the majority of the nation of Israel is unbelieving. Is God done with them?
Right.
Does he have a plan for the nation of Israel? And Paul gets into that now in verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks. Here's what he's talking about. The majority of Israel has not understood this. They seek the righteousness of God. They seek eternal life by good works. But the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now, once again, the elect here, we don't have to conclude that what he means is God chooses who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. The elect are those that God has determined in eternity past that those who believed in Jesus for eternal life would be declared righteous. The elect have obtained this, but the rest were blinded. And we would say the majority of Israel. And Paul quotes from the Old Testament again that God has turned them over to a spirit of stupor. Their eyes are darkened and they do not see. What does this refer to?
Paul's quoting from Isaiah 29, and something that I think an important distinction to be made, there will be those who argue that God hardens people. God chooses who will believe and who won't, and those who won't, he blinds and they are incapable of believing and they don't have a choice. Whereas when you look in Isaiah in particular, what you see is that God gives the nation opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to respond, and they reject it and reject it and reject it, self-inflicting this blindness to the point where he then ultimately, God turns them over to that.
Which is what Paul says in Romans 1.
Exactly.
He turns those who reject the truth over to the darkness they've chosen.
Right.
And so the majority of the nation of Israel, it was clearly given to them. Mm-hmm. They rejected it. And so God turns them over to this hardened heart that they've chosen.
Yeah.
But then in the next session, well, is he done with them?
So come back next time and we will continue to discuss this hard passage. Yeah.
And remember, in the meantime,
keep grace in focus.
Thank you both for that great discussion. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, we continue in Romans chapter 11. Some sometimes difficult issues. Are Gentiles only eligible for eternal salvation in the New Testament? How about in the Old Testament? We hope you'll join us next time, right here on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.